The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry about the Kyrie earlier, huh? But you know, that's what happens. I'm not a morning person. But you know, that's the beauty of our worship. God takes us as we are, and he transforms us, and he accepts us, and he loves us, despite of our senior moments. Thank you for that save, huh, choir? Okay, now on to the sermon. There are 2 minor details from the gospel today that I would like to call your attention to. The first is this line: the lepers stood at a distance from Jesus and raised their voices. This makes sense because in Jesus' day, and even till today, the lepers were and are outcasts of society. They were not allowed to come close to other people for fear not only of spreading the disease, but also of making others ritualistically unclean through contact with them. That was in the Hebrew law. That is why Jesus meets them as he is entering a village. They were probably outside or near the gate of the town and were not allowed inside. So Jesus meets them as he's entering. And therefore, since they could not come near to people, they stood at a distance from Jesus and they had to shout. They had to raise their voice in order to call upon him. Brothers and sisters, remember and do not ever forget that you and I are all created in God's image and likeness. Yet despite our greatness, being children of God, we manage to still disfigure that image of God that we are. You and I, everybody, suffers from our own kind of leprosy. We are outcasts in our own way. Through sin, we disfigure ourselves and we distance ourselves from God and find ourselves in the state in which the lepers were outside the city. Therefore, brothers and sisters, all of us must cry out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And then we shall be cleansed. Jesus is always there, ready to cleanse us, to heal us, to forgive us. And this is nowhere more true than in the sacrament of reconciliation. Many times, once we confess our sins, we tend to fall back into the same sins over and over and over again, whatever those sins may be, big or small, mortal or venial. And we confess again and again and again. It's a cycle of healing, and I encourage frequent confession. The mercy and the love of God is always there, ready to be taken advantage of. But we may wonder, no? If graces and mercy are so freely given out in the confessional, why do we fall back into our old habits? Why do we keep on repeating the same sins over and over again? There are many possible reasons for this. Maybe we're just going through the motions. Do we really understand what we are doing? Maybe we are one of those hit or miss Catholics. And by hit or miss Catholics, I mean those of us who are willing to take the risk and fall into the same sins over and over again, And just hope and pray that when we die, we die right after a confession or after we are anointed, the last rites, so that we're in the state of grace and we can just barely make it into heaven. I hope none of us are, or few of us are that type, huh? But, you know, these types of confessions are valid. They're valid, and so I encourage frequent confession. But my point today is this. How can we step out of the cycle of sin in our lives? The answer is by studying the positions of the lepers. The answer can be found in studying the position of the leper who returned to Jesus and gave thanks. And the two words that accompany and describe him, his state at point A and at point B. The first detail I told you, was the lepers stood at a distance from Jesus. And now the second detail that I want to point out from today's gospel is this. And the leper who returned, he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. When the grateful leper cried out to Jesus with the other nine, where was he? He was far off. No, he was at a distance. And what are those two words described that are used to describe his state then? Jesus says he is, or the gospel says he is cleansed and healed. Keep those in mind. When he returns to Jesus, where is he exactly? At Jesus' feet. And what is his state by the end of the gospel? Jesus says he is saved. Brothers and sisters, if we want to stop falling into the same routine of sin, the secret is this. Come closer to Jesus. Do not remain at a distance. Realize, like that leper, what Jesus has done for you already, what he does for you now, and what he will do for you for all eternity. Realize how good is our good God, and you will not want to offend him even with the smallest sin. I know these might sound like abstract ideas, but we can put them we can apply them in a practical way in our own lives through prayer. Saint Alphonsus Liguori, one of my favorite saints, says that even good people fall into the same sins again and again because they do not pray properly. St. Alphonsus advises us to use a particular way of prayer called mental prayer. What he is essentially telling us is to pray consciously, not just babbling out words out of a prayer book, but prayer using your mind and your heart and meditating on the truths of God. St. Alphonsus often suggests that we meditate on death and the fleetingness of our lives here on earth and the eternity and an eternity of heaven with God. But I also advise you, based on the gospel today, to look at your lives and meditate on how much our good God has been good to you, and then give thanks. There is a wonderful connection between the gospel of today and the Mass. The word in Greek that is used to show the leper's gratitude in the gospel is the same word that we get the word Eucharist from. It means thanksgiving. There is no greater act of gratitude that we can give to our good God than by allowing him to cleanse us, heal us, and restore us again into his image and likeness, like the image and likeness we often disfigure by the leprosy of sin. And once we are healed, we should try everything in our power to stay that way. All we need to do first is to cry out to Jesus, Jesus, Master, have pity on me. And then draw nearer to Jesus. And there's no better way to draw nearer to him than prayer. Prayer prayed properly. And then we shall be saved. More than just healed, we shall be saved. Amen.